The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Resurrection Sunday, time for celebration. Christ the Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. As we look into the reality of the resurrection, we see the love of God, the cross of Christ, the power of God, and the resurrection legacy. The love of God. God has made His love for us evident throughout creation, in His Word, and demonstrated this by His Son on the cross. Let's begin by looking at Romans 5. But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And John 3:16, of course, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Paul, in Romans, states emphatically, I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. The cross of Christ. And because of the shed blood of Jesus, the penalty for our sin has been paid. And after the cross of Christ, we have a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. In the garden, while Christ prayed, as He would soon be facing the cross, listen to Him in Matthew. Then Jesus left them a second time and prayed, My Father, if this cup cannot be taken away unless I drink it, Your will be done. John 19. And He, bearing His cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew, Golgotha. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. And from Acts 2, Peter proclaims, People of Israel, listen. God publicly endorsed Jesus, the Nazarene, by doing powerful miracles, wonders, and signs through Him, as you well know. But God knew what would happen, and His prearranged plan was carried out when Jesus was betrayed. With the help of lawless Gentiles, you nailed Him to a cross and killed Him. But God released Him from the horrors of death and raised Him back to life, for death could not keep Him in its grip. The power of God. Our place in heaven is reserved for us by the power of God. Romans 6, since we died with Christ, we know we will also live with Him. We're sure of this because Christ was raised from the dead, and He will never die again. Death no longer has any power over Him. When He died once to break the power of sin. But now that He lives for the glory of God. So you also should consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. Our legacy. God provided a resurrection legacy. Yes, because Christ lives, we can live. Not just life and spiritual life, but life more abundantly. The Bible is very clear that all have sinned. That means all. You and me are all sinners. The wages of this sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Friend, if you have never done business with Him, then please invest a few moments in your eternal destiny by accepting the salvation that God wants for you. He's not willing that any should perish. Listen to 2 Peter. The Lord isn't really being slow about His promise, as some people think. No, He is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. That invitation is for you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Accept His free gift of eternal life. then you too can celebrate the love of God. On this Resurrection Sunday and every day, let us give thanks for all things and celebrate the love of God demonstrated in and through Jesus Christ. He is risen. He is risen indeed.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.